Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Yes! Brand new bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, I'll be at the Garden. But will LeBron James be playing? Will he be suspended? You know he wants to perform in front of the Gringo Mandingo. I break down the altercation, air quotes, between him and Isaiah Beefy Stew Stewart. Plus, my POV on Kooky Kyle Rittenhouse and bringing people together, starting marriages in Phoenix. All that and more in a fantastic Hard Body Karate Museum Quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this motherfucking I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast off with something real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Thanks to Territory Foods for supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Territory is a chef-driven marketplace of sustainably sourced, nutritionally dense, and ready-to-eat meals. To save $75 across your first three orders and get free shipping, go to territoryfoods.com, territoryfoods.com, and use the promo code CHAMP. Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/dingo. BetterHelp.com/dingo. Start living a better life today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yiggity, yeah. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The Gringo Mandingo is in su casa. Welcome. Welcome to the zone of disruption, the iron diggity dome of disruption. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. Boom! The Sultan of Sniff. Anyway, hope everybody's good. I hope everybody's safe. I hope everybody is sane. Hope everybody's feeling real good. real proper. I know I am. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast, the only podcast that prides itself with chest out, head up, that we don't fact check anything. No fact checking. Ain't no fact checking.
Ain't no fact checking.
I just want to know where your loaf is. Where the loaf at?
Ain't no. Check it.
You heard me break down the new AKA. One of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans. Can't remember his name. I've had a rough day. I'll pull your name up, my man. But I got a lot of suggestions. A lot of suggestions from a bunch of people. Paul Wall came in with some, a few other fans came in with some, my man JD came in with some, but the Sultan of Sniff, it just felt right. Yeah. The Gringo Mandingo, AKA the Sultan of Sniff, AKA the Raging Bullshitter. Anyway, I hope everybody's feeling good. I hope everybody has been resting and relaxing, because this week is supposed to be a resting and relaxing week. It is Thanksgiving week, but we all know that never really is the case. It's never really the case for me. And I know for most people who have more of a normal family situation, it can't be for you, because it's just not. Family is not relaxing. Family is not settling. Family is not soothing. It's chaotic. It's, there's passive aggressiveness, there's microaggressiveness, there's all sorts of weird shit in family dynamics. Everybody has them, everybody deals with them, and everybody knows what the fuck I am talking about. That's why we stuff our faces with food and we get that itis. You eat so much that you pass out. So you don't have to deal with your uncles, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, your in-laws, the person that one of them might be dating, step this, step that. It's just too much. It's too much. I will be staying put right here in money-making Manhattan. I'm back in New York City. Back, boom, back in the New York groove. Iggity. I'm back, biggity. Back in the New York groove. As you can tell, I might sound a little loopy. It's because I had a rough go at it getting back to New York after five great shows. Yo, Phoenix was dope. The club was dope. Stand Up Live. The fans were dope. The shows were dope. You know, everybody who showed up there said the dingo, said this, that, and the third. You know what it is. Tried to meet and greet as many of the fans as I possibly could. I know I got to meet a few of you guys. Never can meet everybody. It's just impossible. But I heard all the dingoes. I heard the calls for the young shooter. I heard it all. It's just a fun, fun club. Five great shows. And it was wild. It's funny because last week in New York, I had the now iconic incident with the, I don't even call him a heckler. I call him a troublemaker. Came to my show looking to make trouble. Oh, and you got trouble, you fuck. The one who came to the New York show, you got that trouble, didn't you? You got trouble, you got shamed, you got humiliated, you went viral, you dumb fuck. You thought it was white boy day. Bet you're never gonna think that again, dummy. Asshole, stupid fuck. But it was a beautiful night on Saturday because I had an engagement. I brought two people on the stage, and my man asked his girl to marry him. She had no fucking idea. I thought she was going to faint. At one point, I thought the guy was going to faint. It was really sweet. It was really genuine, and it was a big surprise for her. I was told that they wanted to get up there and do, I didn't know what they wanted to do. But I just went with it. I was like, you know, they pointed him out. I went with it. I got him on stage. And my man proposed to his girl on stage. And I wish you guys the best of luck. I can't remember your names right now. Because like I said, I'm loopy. Oh, yeah. I'm real. I'm real loopy from flying and not sleeping. I got to figure out like some sort of Ambien. Some sort of, I got to figure out some melatonin. I need some sort of travel sleep situation figured out. Some pills, some ointment, something. Because I just don't sleep good when I'm in these fucking hotels. It's just too hard to settle down from the shows that I get gassed up on. And then being in the rooms, and especially rooms with no windows. And most of these hotels, for some reason, they won't. I know what the reason is. You know, they don't want people jumping out of the rooms, but, you know, sometimes they have the little crack in the window, just a little crack to get some air in there. That circulated air, that recirculated Las Vegas air, you're sleeping in that shit, gets you all wacky, gets you all out of sync. Anyway, I am back in New York City, and I'm happy to be here. And it was a crazy, crazy weekend with sports, Kyle Rittenhouse. This fucking guy, this other guy in Wisconsin, during a Christmas parade, killed 5 people, injured numerous people. We don't even know the carnage or the death toll yet. Terrible, terrible situation. There was a parade in Wisconsin, a Christmas parade. You know, there were like dancing grannies, tons of kids, and as of now, they don't know why or what happened with this guy, but he's a criminal with a criminal past. He was just released on bond just a week ago, Friday, on a $1,000 bond for doing some stupid shit, reckless homicide, disorderly conduct, bail jumping and battery, a real piece of shit. And they don't know why, if it was intentional. My gut is that it wasn't intentional. You know, there's rumors that he was fleeing from a fight. My gut is telling me that this wasn't, I'm going to run over a bunch of white people, because that's what it turned out to be, the people that have died, and kill them at this Christmas party, this Christmas parade in Milwaukee. And thank God, in this situation, it's a black dude. Because if it was a white dude, they'd say he's a racist, he's KKK, and this was a targeted attack to kill black people. Like, if the shoe was reversed, if all the victims were black, and this was a BLM thing, or a Martin Luther King Day celebration, and a guy who was fleeing a domestic dispute, who was a piece of shit, a white guy who was a piece of shit, ran into a all-black parade and killed people, it would automatically be, he's racist and he's a terrorist. My gut, based on what I know here, and not all the information has been released, and I just have to urge everybody, you must not listen to Baller Alert, World Star, me, CNN, Fox News. You cannot get any of your information from just one source. I am urging you. Anything you're curious about, you must dig all over the place. People you like, people you don't like, people you agree with, people you don't agree with, and then come up with your own opinion. You're never going to get it. No one's going to give it to you. Disco Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, Tucker Carlson, Ben Shapiro, whoever you're into, me, Joe Rogan, you're never going to get the whole full picture from NPR, The Atlantic, Daily Wire, none of it. Daily Mail, you're never going to get the whole thing from just one group. Daily News, The New York Post. But that's just my instinct, is that this guy was probably running from something, freaked out, maybe hit the wrong gas pedal and ran into this small parade. It wasn't a big parade, but obviously enough people there to cause a lot of destruction. But like I said, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was just a sick fuck white dude who they're saying, you know, was coming from a knife fight or a fight, ran into a Martin Luther King parade or a Black Pride parade or any, there'd be riots already. And it's just a shame. We're in a fucked up situation here. Ladies, gentlemen, we're in a fucked up situation. And when you see these people, you see the Kyle Rittenhouse, you see the Daryl Brooks, the guy in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, who just ran over these people, they all look like, yo, is this a plant? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Is this a setup? Like, and it's not. This is just, it's just the times we're living in. Kyle Rittenhouse wasn't a plant. This guy wasn't a plant. It's just we're living in fucking crazy times. But every single thing is not race. The word white supremacist is now white noise. The word white supremacist, the term white supremacist is now white noise because it is being given, not earned. It is being given away too easily. And some people say, well, that's because you don't know the term. You don't understand the term. Who are you to say? I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, it's now white noise. Racist, it's become white noise. Because everybody's a racist. Everybody's a white supremacist. And the shit show and the cycle continues. It's the far right, the far left, whack jobs on Twitter, on social media, far left, far white, kooks, freaks, all over social media. And these are not real people. You talk to real people, they might not agree with you. Obviously, there's freak shows all over the... whatever. It's just pathetic. It's pathetic and it's sad, and the divide continues, and it's all opening up the paths for pig dick Donald Trump to come back. Oh, yeah. Dick stain Donald Trump to come back. All this divide, all the Rittenhouses, all the black guy going into the crowd of Christmas paraders, the Ahmaud Arbery. Better find that fucking, that motley crew guilty. If you're following that, better find him guilty. Those motherfuckers, those two mom and pop shop freaks. All these people out there with their rifles and their guns making executive decisions, whether it's open to carry, whether it's legal, it never goes good. It never goes good. Nothing comes positive. Like I've said many times, you've never heard a positive story. Man with gun, .. There's been a couple of exceptions. They're always security guards or cops. It's never, a guy was walking down the street with an AR-15 and... you know, where was the guys with the AR-15s to shoot this guy, Daryl Brooks, when his truck rammed in through the people with the Christmas party the other day? Running over kids and old ladies and regular folks out there doing a Christmas party in Wisconsin. These are regular folks out there. Where was the people with the guns in this open-to-carry state to shoot out his tires when this was happening? It never happens. You want to protect your family, protect your home, keep your fucking gun in your house so you can protect your family, protect your fucking gun. Sorry. Sorry. I'm ranting. That's what I do. Raging bullshitter here. But I can't implore you enough. You must dig deeper than you want. I didn't want to get involved with this Rittenhouse shit. You didn't hear me talk about it last week, the week before, because I was like, I can't do it. And then the trial came out and the dummies on Instagram, the dummies on Twitter. Although, I'm not even going to name names. I'm not even going to name names. Actors, rappers, athletes. I'm not even going to name names. Uninformed dumb fucks. White, black, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. My name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Shout out to Fife Dog. His birthday was the other day, which would have been his 51st birthday. I was really thinking about him. that day. But you got to dig. That's all I'm saying. You guys know, you've sort of been with me on this path of learning and educating. The education of the Gringo Mandingo sounds like a goddamn monster movie. To quote Apollo Creed from Rocky, Apollo Creed versus the Italian Stallion sounds like a goddamn monster movie. It's funny, the 45th anniversary of Rocky happened the other day, and I just was bugging. Again, you've been with me on this path. You know how I stand on Rocky. You know how I stand on people who haven't seen Rocky, the young shooter. I was with this dope comedian over the weekend in Phoenix. He's 27. He said he never saw Rocky. I'm like, bro, the fuck are you talking about? Like, how is this a pattern? How has this become a pattern, like a thing? People who haven't said Rocky and have the audacity. And he said it to me on the 45th anniversary of Rocky's anniversary, Rocky's birthday. It's like, you're saying that shit without any shame. You're saying it so matter-of-factly, so casually. Like, I can understand, I haven't seen Apocalypse Now. I never got to see it. Maybe, okay, you're 27. All right, I understand that. You're not like a film student, comedian. Or I never saw, I don't know, a lot of shit. I'd accept. Raging Bull, Taxi Driver, I'd accept. You know? But you haven't seen Rocky? Who raises their kids and don't make them watch Rocky, especially boys? How is that not like a thing in school? Oh yeah, we're going to watch Rocky today. Like, you know what, guys? We're not going to do science. We're just going to watch Rocky. You know how many life lessons you could learn from watching Rocky at any age? I got it at six. I was six. Let's say you're 12. You can learn so much from watching Rocky. I don't understand how this is becoming a... I'm hearing it more and more, and I'm like... I said to my man, I said, yo, what the fuck are you talking about? So I saw Creed. What? You saw Creed? Nah, man. Nah. Now that's like a different movie. You saw Creed, but you didn't know who the fuck Rocky was. You didn't know who. Come on. You could see Creed and enjoy Creed if you've seen Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4. Right? How can you see Creed and not know how Apollo Creed died? But you go see Michael B. Jordan in Creed, who's his father? It wouldn't make any sense to me. That's like going to see, well, I saw The Godfather Part 2, but not Godfather 1. You got to be like, I don't know who any of these people are. You don't know who Clemenza is. You don't know who Luca Brasi is. Right? Sonny got killed in Part 1. Not Part 2. They killed Sonny Corleone in Part 1. How can you see Part 2, but not see Part 1? Same thing. I am Rappaport Podcast. You know I am looking good. You know I am feeling good. One of the things I've been doing in the last few weeks is eating special, fantastic, anti-inflammatory, delicious meals from Territory Foods. Thank you to Territory Foods for supporting me and the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Territory is a chef-driven marketplace of meals that are ready to eat in just 90 seconds. Territory uses only healthy fats, clean proteins, and a lot of sustainably harvested seasonal produce. I need to start eating Territory meals on the road. That's what I'm going to start doing. The entire menu is free of gluten, inflammatory oils, dairy, and refined sugar. There are 10 plans, including the Mediterranean diet, paleo, vegan, Whole30, and keto-friendly, or bypass the diets completely and just choose what looks good to you. The locally driven menus feature as many as 90 items a week. There's always something new to try. I just had a fantastic vegetarian meal that my wife heated up, had it in 2 minutes. The meals are delivered twice a week, and you can order as many as 12 meals for each delivery day. The risk-free subscription makes it easy to pause and cancel your meals at any time. Like I said, I've been getting an array of vegan dishes delivered weekly. It's so convenient and delicious. I am going to start doing this on the road. That's a good idea. My favorite so far has been the vegan mac and cheese. Yum. Like, fantastic. To save $75 across your first three orders like me, plus free shipping, go to territoryfoods.com and use the promo code CHAMP. That's territoryfoods.com. That's $75 you can save across your first three orders, along with free shipping by going to territoryfoods.com with the promo code CHAMP. What interferes with your happiness and prevents you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and confidential online environment, so it's convenient and helpful for you. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. This is a great program. You could get a timely and thoughtful response, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions and send a message to your counselor whenever you need. These are licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, and family conflicts, and so much more. In fact, so many people are using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Start living a happier life today with no shame. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/dingo. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge and made changes in their life and their mental health. That's BetterHelp.com/dingo for 10% off your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp.
Anyway, I don't know. I thought I was going to get into this whole Rittenhouse shit. Fuck it. I'm not even getting into it. I wish I could take a poll of people listening right now whether or not I should get into it. I don't think I'm going to get into it. I'm going to keep it light and bright. Fuck the dumb shit. I want everybody to do their own research, to spend some time figuring the shit out for themselves. And, you know, if you motherfuckers want me to do it on the next podcast, I'll do it. Because let me tell you something. The topic of discussion ain't going nowhere. The topic of discussion, all this shit, ain't going anywhere. By the way, the t-shirts are available. A lot of people ordered the sucker shit t-shirts. A lot of people ordered the fake Kurt Cobain t-shirt. I can't wait for you guys to get yours. I didn't get mine yet either. And as far as the cost and the shipping, guys, I said it once, I'll say it a million gazillion times. I do not ever fuck the fans, okay? I'm not here to fuck the fans. I do my best to try to keep everything streamlined. I can't do anything about the shipping cost. We're not behind a paywall. You guys have been rocking and rolling with the podcast through all the trials, tribulations, the business, and all that stuff. I am not here to fuck you, okay? Literally or figuratively. Now, if anybody wants to fuck each other, that's between yous. That ain't my deal, all right? But if it costs you this much, I can't do anything about it. We do our best to try to keep things streamlined, fair, and efficient. But we are back by popular demand because you asked for it. And the motherfucker's been ordering it. And you're going to get yours ASAP, just like I'm getting mine. You know that the shipping shit is real. Plus, it's the holidays. But this shipping shit, the toilet paper, the toothpaste, there's an issue. Cars, whatever the fuck you, whatever you need. There's a shipping issue. That's real. Go watch 60 Minutes. Okay? I ordered a chair, real talk, in April. Fucking chair isn't here yet. Fucking chair's coming now in February. February. I said to my wife, I said, I don't want the fucking chair. She said, I don't want it either. I said, can we not get it? She goes, no, we already paid for it. I said, these cocksuckers. Babe, yeah. We have to get the chair, right? Yeah.
I resent the chair. Now, when I sit in the chair, I'm going to have resentment towards a piece of furniture. It's just going to show up one day. And it ain't from China. It ain't from Bulgaria, Peru. Where's it coming from? Minnesota? Minnesota. Where's the name of the company? I don't know, babe. She don't know. Anyway, the Buttersoft t-shirts, the vintage sucker shit design, and the fake Kurt featuring the young shooter in a distressed look are available. Somebody said, is it available in 5X? My man, I don't fucking know. I didn't look. If it ain't on the site, it ain't on the site. And I don't mean to shame anybody. Whatever. You wear your shit big. Maybe you're a big guy. I don't care. I'm doing my best here. That's why I got out of the merch game to begin with. Motherfuckers didn't order the shit. I said it already. Go to IamRappaportMerch.com now. IamRappaportMerch.com now. The quality is always going to be good. It's the only shit that I wear. Okay? The same kind of t-shirt you're going to get with the design, sucker shit, and the fake Kurt Cobain, a.k.a. the fake Kurt featuring the young shooter, which I can't... listen. I have my sucker shit collection. I said that. But I can't wait to rock my fake Kurt t-shirt. Because that's for like, yo, if you listen to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, if you know, you know. And that is a term that is thrown around way too much these days. But if you know, you know. And you see somebody rocking a fake Kurt t-shirt, or you're rocking your fake Kurt t-shirt, I guarantee people are going to be like, yo, they're going to be bugging off that shit. And you could crop top it. You could cut it. We had a female Rapper Pack member send us a picture of her in her crop top sucker shirt. I don't know, cut it, draw on it, write it. But I tell you one thing that I know you can do with your t-shirts, you could wash them and dry them. Your extra large ain't coming back like a medium. You get that 5X, it ain't coming back like a 2X. It's going to stay a 5X. Okay? That's a fact, Jack. Huh. Anyway, this might be the week for an emergency podcast because, as I told you guys, and I only told you guys, the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, me, the Gringo Mandingo, me, the Raging Bullshitter, me, the Sultan of Sniff, I will be at the New York Knicks, Los Angeles Lakers basketball game on November 23rd, 2021 in Madison Square Garden. On that pine, that lumber, that cherry wood, okay? That cedar, that balsa, that ash, that mahogany, that motherfucking Brazilian mahogany, that fir. Now, whether or not LeBron James is playing as of the recording of this I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast remains to be seen. Because LeBron James got into a whole crazy, much discussed. Well, he didn't really get into it. Him and Detroit Piston goon. I like this kid. We've watched this kid, the Dust Brothers, who watch every single game. And trust me, yo, if you're really about that, you know, making some money and winning, the community of winners that is taking place with the Dust Brothers, because I'm going to keep it all the way live. Them motherfuckers watch everything. They watch everything. Go to CaptainPicks.com, at the Captain Picks on Instagram. We collectively, me, Ben Baller, Miles Davis, the Asian Miles Davis, and Jordan Winter. We are building a community of winners. But them motherfuckers, it's like a scientific experiment when there's games on Sunday. There's two TVs, there's computers, NBA. Go to @thecaptainpicks. I am telling you, never steer you wrong. Always, steer you real strong. But collectively, we've been watching the Pistons because we watch all the games. We don't just watch our favorite teams. That's not how you know what's going on in the league. We told you that the Minnesota Timberwolves were a dark horse. Lo and behold, they're a dark horse. Patrick Beverley, love him or hate him. Right now, I don't fuck with Patrick Beverley. That's why he's in Minnesota. That was some straight sucker shit that he did to Chris Paul. Love him or hate him. That was straight ussy. I can't support it. Pushing him from behind during the playoffs like a little hoe. Real extra whack shit. Especially for somebody who talks all that smack like Patrick Beverley. Anyway, Isaiah Stewart, a.k.a. Beef Stew. That's what they call him. They were tied up at the free throw line. It happens all the time. Been a lot of discussion whether or not LeBron James, the self-anointed king, did it on purpose or not. We've watched the tapes over and over and over, different angles, slow motion, fast motion. This is like the most looked at punch since Ali dropped Sonny Liston in their second fight with that infamous anchor punch, which I think that fight was fixed. I don't think Ali had anything to do with it. I think Sonny Liston took a dive. But that's neither here nor there. That's right, I said it. Ali ain't have nothing to do with it. Sonny Liston took a dive. But that's neither here nor there. We're not gonna go down that path. We're not gonna start talking greasy about the champ. Listen, you know how I feel about LeBron James, but I truly believe he's not a dirty player. Do I think he is frustrated? Yes. Were the Lakers, which hasn't really been talked about by all the pundits and quote-unquote professionals, the Lakers were down 17 points. They were going to lose that game. The Lakers are struggling. They just lost to the Celtics. Enes Kanter's talking crazy. No, he's not talking crazy. Enes Kanter's talking real shit about LeBron James. They're not a great team. It is early in the season. He's older. And I think he sees the writing on the wall that the window is closing. Like, it really is closing. The guy who was never injured is starting to get injured. You got Russell Westbrook, love him or hate him. You don't know what the fuck you're going to get quarter after quarter, play after play from this guy. It's not a smart, well-thought-out team. And it's a wing and a prayer situation. And right now, it's looking like that wing and that prayer ain't going to be answered. All that shit was at play. And they were losing in Detroit. And I think it was a 4 p.m. game on a Sunday. We know LeBron James loves NFL. He probably missing some games. He probably participates at MyBookie. He's probably like an anonymous user at TheCaptainPicks. We don't know. A lot of the people on there, it's a community of us. Some of them, we don't know. Not everybody participates. Anyway, they're losing in Detroit by 17. They lost to the Celtics. He knows he's coming to the Garden. He knows the Dingo's going to be there. He fucking knows, babe. You don't think he knows that me, the Sultan of Sniff, was going to be there Tuesday night?
No, he does not know. Babe, the only people that know are listening to you right now.
Huh. Well, that's the only people that need to know, is the people that are listening right now. I disagree. I think he does know. I think he wants to be at his best when he performs in Madison Square Garden in front of the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. Mr. 212, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. And I think he fucking snapped. I'm not saying he wanted to hit him in that moment, but he flailed. He hit him in the face. Frustrating. These kinds of things happen. He didn't, like, punch him in the face. He flailed back and hit him in the chest. I don't even think he meant to hit him in the face. The point is that I do not think it was a dirty play. And then Beef Stew went fucking nuts. We've seen the tape. We follow this guy. We've watched his draft interviews. This guy's a tough guy. He's a ham and egger. He's a guy that has to play very hard, very physical. He's big, as you could see when he was running around. He's running over people, knocking people down, boom, bang. You know, on some motherfucking Earl Campbell shit. Anyway, fortunately, it didn't escalate, although I would love to have seen that, how that would have played itself out. Can you really shoot joints, LeBron James? It's not like LeBron James is some fucking pushover. It's not like he's a, you know, some small guy, 6'9", probably, he looks like he's 280 pounds right now. Looks big. Looks overweight. Looks old. Looks old. Fucking guy looks old. Is there going to come a time where this guy... Listen, LeBron James doesn't need to be playing basketball. He does not want to go out scrapping to get into the playoffs like they did last year. They had to duke it out to get into the fucking playoffs last year. He don't want that. He needs as much time off as he possibly can. It ain't working. It isn't fucking working. And all hell broke loose. And now, as of the recording of this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, we don't know if LeBron James is going to play in that game in the world's most famous arena in front of me on that. Anyway, I mean, I also have to admit, people were hitting me up. Yo, you got to rant about fucking LeBron. You got to rant about the rejection, the ejection. But I had to lay low. Listen, me showing up at the Garden, Woodside, is going to be weirder than me showing up Barclays, Woodside. The owner don't want me at the games. I called him all sorts of names. I can't even remember what I called fucking Dolan on television, let alone the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I shitted on him numerous times on television. But I want to go back and see that fuck live. And I'll be there. I will fucking be there. Okay? And I can't wait. I can't wait. But like I said, the Lakers are stuck in the past. Guys like LeBron and Kevin Durant, the league is changing. It's about youth, length, depth, defense. Defense leads to fast break offense. There's none of this half-court shit that LeBron James thrives in. I'll keep you posted. If anything goes down, emergency podcast. If anything goes down, emergency podcast at the Garden. Don't try to fucking Charles Oakley me. Oh, yeah, and I'll be wearing my King of New York vintage Buttersoft I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast t-shirt, which was also on sale at one point. Huh. Beautiful design. Beautiful design. The King of New York Buttersoft I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast t-shirt. You will see me with those on, with that on. I don't know what kicks I'm going to wear. I'm thinking it through. But it's a great week for sports. I said this the other day. I'm going to say it again. Please be careful out there. Mind yourself driving. Be careful. Sound like I'm on some Hill Street Blues shit. And the NFL on Thanksgiving, they're still letting the fucking Lions play. I don't know who decided that this was some sort of tradition, that anybody wanted to or had to watch the Lions play
on Thanksgiving. No one, even Lions fans, don't want to watch the Lions play, let alone on Thanksgiving. But I'm going to be eating my fucking ass off, watching football. Okay? Good games. I'm going to be rocking a three-team money line parlay, which means I just need these teams to win. Taking the Bears over the Lions, duh. Taking the Cowboys over the Raiders, that ain't a duh. And give me the Bills over the Saints. I need my guy Jumbo Josh Allen. You need to get it right. But I got the Bills over the Saints. I'll be making my winning wagers, as always, at mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag to win. Sign up and use the promo code Rappaport. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. But I got the Bears over the Lions again. Duh. I'm taking the Cowboys over the Raiders. And give me the Bills over the Saints. What am I going to be eating? I don't know. I don't know. Not sure. Not fucking sure. But whatever it is put in front of me, I'm going to stuff my pie hole. Real nice. Oh, yeah. And real proper. Anyway, I'm out. This is another great episode. I got to admit, it's another really, really, really good I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Yo, text a friend. I don't care if you're listening on Spotify. I don't care if you're listening on Apple. Okay, text a friend. Be like, yo, you fuck with the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and send them a link. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Blood on the floor. I Am Rappaport Stereo podcasting. Have a safe, fun and fantastic Thanksgiving. If anything goes down at the Garden, I promise I will do an emergency I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Other than that, you'll hear from us next week. All right? If you want to hear my Kyle Rittenhouse POV, DM me. I'll break the shit down. I am giving you the information and the intel. All right? I've given all I can give today. Okay, after flying like a fucking freak show all day. Stay safe, stay sane, stay disruptive. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, take us out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out.